Please be seated. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to 2 Chronicles chapter 31. Second Chronicles 31, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Now when all this was finished, all Israel that were present went out to the cities of Judah and brake the images in pieces and cut down the groves and threw down the high places and the altars out of all Judah and Benjamin, in Ephraim also and Manasseh, until they had utterly destroyed them all. Then all the children of Israel returned every man to his possession into their own cities. And Hezekiah appointed the courses of the priests and the Levites after their courses, every man according to his service, the priests and the Levites for burnt offerings and for peace offerings, to minister and to give thanks and to praise in the gates of the tents of the Lord. He appointed also the king's portion of his substance for the burnt offerings, to wit, for the morning and evening burnt offerings and the burnt offerings for the Sabbaths and for the new moons, and for the set feasts, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Moreover, he commanded the people that dwelt in Jerusalem to give the portion of the priests and the Levites, that they might be encouraged in the law of the Lord. And as soon as the commandment came abroad, the children of Israel brought in abundance the first fruits of the corn, wine, and oil, and honey, and of all the increase of the field, and the tithe of all things brought they in abundantly. And concerning the children of Israel and Judah that dwelt in the cities of Judah, they also brought in the tithe of oxen and sheep, and the tithe of the holy things which were consecrated unto the Lord their God, and laid them by heaps. In the third month they began to lay the foundation of the heaps, and finished them in the seventh month. And when Hezekiah and the princes came and saw the heaps, they blessed the Lord and his people Israel. Then Hezekiah questioned with the priests and the Levites concerning the heaps, and Azariah, the chief priest of the house of Zadok, answered him and said, "Since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of the Lord, we have had enough to eat and have left plenty, for the Lord hath blessed his people, and that which is left is this great store." Then Hezekiah commanded to prepare chambers in the house of the Lord, and they prepared them, and brought in the offerings, and the tithes, and the dedicated things, faithfully, over which Conaniah the Levite was ruler, and Shimei his brother was the next, and Jehiel, and Azaziah, and Nahath, and Asahel, and Jeremoth, and Jozabad, and Benaiah were overseers under the hand of Conaniah and Shimei his brother, at the commandment of Hezekiah the king, and Azariah the ruler of the house of God. And Korah the son of Imnah the Levite, the porter toward the east, was over the freewill offerings of God to distribute the oblations of the Lord and the most holy things. And next him were Eden and Minyamin and Jeshua and Shemaiah and Amariah and Shechaniah in the cities of the priests in their set office to give to their brethren by courses, as well to the great as to the small. Beside their genealogy of males from 3 years old and upward, even unto everyone that entereth into the house of the Lord, his daily portion for their service in their charges according to their courses, both to the genealogy of the priests by the house of their fathers, and the Levites from 20 years old and upward in their charges by their courses, and to the genealogy of all their little ones, their wives, and their sons, and their daughters throughout all the congregation. For in their set office they sanctified themselves in holiness. Also of the sons of Aaron, the priests, which were in the fields of the suburbs of their cities, in every several city, the men that were expressed by name, to give portions to all the males among the priests, and to all that were reckoned by genealogies among the Levites. And thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the law, and in the commandments, to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. All right, so chapter 31, then, we begin with this chapter by seeing that as wondrous as the Reformation was, as described in chapter 30, it was not yet done. There were more things left to do. And notice we have in Hezekiah such a wondrously complete Reformation. So what's the next thing that needs to be done? What they did already in Jerusalem. So then they went out into the countryside and they tore down altars and places of false worship throughout all the countryside, even going up into the northern kingdom. So this Reformation that is prosecuted here by Hezekiah is quite extensive. They're not afraid to go anywhere or do anything in the cause of the reforming of the nation and the church in that day. So they go out, the Israelites, the Judahites, all of them go out together. And it says that they went all the way north into Ephraim and Manasseh until they had utterly destroyed them all, the groves, the high places, the altars, all of them. They are all taken down. So then, the next thing was to make sure that there was appointed, according to David's commandment, the courses of the priests, that they should operate by their courses. And the reason that was so is because the Levites were not full-time in their Levitical work in and around the temple, whether they were Aaronites or Levites, but they had in other places, in other tribes, lands that they would go to when they were not worshiping and serving in Jerusalem. And when they were there, they were the teachers and leaders in the synagogues, teaching the people the good word of God. So they were set to work in courses so that there would be a constant rotation of priests in and out of Jerusalem, and priests and Levites would be going back into their own tribes. Although they were the tribe of Levi, they went to their Levitical lands within the 12 tribes, the other 11 tribes, so that they might indeed teach the good word of God. And that when they came to Jerusalem, they would need provision because they were not working in their own fields, farms, orchards, and whatnot when they were in Jerusalem. And so Hezekiah secured that as well. And so the word went out that, first of all, the king's portion would provide for the burnt offerings, for the Sabbaths, new moons, all the feasts described in the law of the Lord. And then also that the priesthood should be set in its course and provided for by the tithes of the people. Remember that the tithe is not a Mosaic institution. We see the tithe in Genesis chapter 14 and chapter 28, before Moses ever walks the face of this old earth. And we see it in those two instances with Melchizedek and with Jacob and his ladder. In both of those instances, we have the Christological import for the tithe, because it is indeed the will of Christ for his church of all ages that there should be a regular ministry that should be provided for by the tithes of the people. That tithe, it is the first tenth. That's what the word tithe means. It simply means one-tenth. And it is the first tenth, so that the people of God will understand that all that they have belongs to the Lord. The tenth is symbolic of the whole, right? It's symbolic of the whole. And so then the 90% that we keep, we are not allowed to spend that, quote, at our pleasure, as if it were all ours, but as stewards of God's good gift to us. So what did the people of God begin to do? Well, the people of God understood that they needed those Levites to do the work of the house of God when they were in Jerusalem, and that would indeed work toward God's favor. And so they brought an abundance of supply in for those priests. In fact, there were 4 months of them collecting what were called in this passage the heaps. The Hebrew word there means heap. In other words, it was enough to where they piled it up. Hezekiah came along, the king, with his nobles, with his princes, and they came to the house of God, and they said, what is this? And they said, the priest said to him, well, this is what the people are giving for the support of the Levites here. And Hezekiah said, well, let's get another building project going, and let's build a storehouse in the house of God for all of this supply, all of this material that the people are sending in to keep the Levites from having to work elsewhere when they do their work. And so what a wonderful reformation we see. The Lord turned, not, like we said earlier today, not only did the look and feel of the nation change, not only did the practice of the nation change, but the Lord blew with his spirit across the land and the hearts of the people were changed as well. And they started bringing in stores by abundance for the use of the Levites and the priests. They took care of the ministry in such a way that it would be there to instruct them and to care for them in that way, to lead them and to guide them, and also to offer those sacrifices that God commanded that should be offered in Jerusalem at that time. Okay, so we have then toward the end of the chapter how all of these offices are handled by certain men by name and what they did, and then also how that only certain men were able to eat of those goods. You had to be reckoned within the genealogy of the Levites in order to eat of those heaps that had been brought to Jerusalem. You had to have your genealogical record somewhere in Levi, whether that was Aaron or the Levites more generally. And from 3 years old and up, why 3 years old? Well, that's generally accepted to be the rough time of weaning in those days, right? And so do you have a Levite boy in your house? Is he 3 years old? Come on down and get some of this food for your household then, because we're raising our next priest here. Right? And then the men that were 20 years old and upward, those that were actually laboring, they took of that as well. So all Levitical households and only Levitical households were permitted to eat of those heaps that were gathered there in Jerusalem. And that's how the chapter ends, except that we hear about Hezekiah. And here's a leader that led by example, right? He had his heart out on his sleeve. And so in every work that he began in the service of the house of God and in the law and in the commandments to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered. Well, if we have leaders that are leading such heart religion in that way, we will have the hearts of the people being turned as well. When the Lord blows on a people, he often starts with the leadership, doesn't he? Okay. All right, with that.